Hello and welcome to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. The 2024 season is upon us here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Fresno Grizzlies baseball here in the South Bay against the San Jose Giants. Opening day, and nothing is like opening day, and the Grizzlies are ready to get going as both teams right now are having their names called. They're lining up on the respected lines as we get set for first pitch around 7 p.m. A great pitching matchup to start opening night as right-handed pitcher Jack Mahoney gets the ball for your Fresno Grizzlies. Mahoney, the right-hander from South Carolina, will get the ball. He is ranked as the Rockies' number 20 overall prospect on MLB.com, the highest-rated prospect on this Grizzlies team that includes 15 other pitchers and 13 position players, 29 players overall, and Mahoney is the highest-rated prospect among all of them. The third-round draft pick out of 2023, he will get the ball, a former two-way player, and ties to Chicago as well. We'll talk about the right-hander a little bit later in the broadcast. San Jose, they will give the ball to their right-hander in Josh Bostic. Initially, it was going to be a rehab start from a major leaguer. He may appear later in the game, but instead, they're going to go to the right-hander in Josh Bostic. Bostic from the Texas area. He is an eighth-round draft pick from Dallas, Texas. Last year pitching the ACL Giants, the 6'4 right-hander will get the ball. He could have the best stuff among all the pitchers on this San Jose Giants team. They have a good mix of returners and a good mix of newcomers as well. And, of course, these two teams have dealt with a lot of different things over the past couple of years. The Grizzlies 47-40 overall over San Jose since the Grizzlies joined the California League in 2021. So great pitching matchup here at Excite Ballpark. It's a little bit chilly, a little bit windy, but we are ready to play baseball. So it doesn't matter if it's rain or shine, we are going to play. Now, prior to tonight's show, I got to sit down with Grizzlies manager Steve Solis. And Steve Solis leads a great coaching staff. The returning members of his staff include bench coach Cesar Galvez, hitting coach Trevor Burmeister. We also have athletic trainer Justin Wilson and the physical performance coach in Jeremiah Stewart and a new pitching coach in Rolando Garza. But Steve Solis, the reigning California League Manager of the Year, gets to join us on the pregame show. And we talked a little bit of everything about how his offseason was. We also talked about a couple of his players, not only on the bump, but also at the plate. We come back right after this break. We'll have that interview with manager Steve Solis. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show for the opening game of the season. I'm here with manager Steve Solis. Steve, welcome back to Fresno. How was your offseason?
First, thanks for having me back. It's a joy to be here. Offseason was good, you know. Got a chance to unwind from the season last year. Got a chance to be a dad. You know, I got a little 7-year-old, and she's busy as all young kids are. But got a chance to go home, spend time with the family, be a dad.
You know, I think that might be harder than dealing with all the players that are here. But last year was a lot of fun. I know it didn't end the way that you or I envisioned things, but finishing with the best record and your California League Manager of the Year, congratulations. But also, how was last year for you as a whole?
Well, thank you very much, first of all. That award is obviously humbling, but it doesn't go unnoticed that I had a great staff and great group of guys to work with all year. So although it was an individual award, it wasn't earned individually, so I appreciate that. Last year was great. You know, I mean, we had a good, like I said, a good group of guys, high energy, worked hard, played hard, and we won a lot of ball games. Of course, we fell a little short in our ultimate goal, but truly, at this level here at Low A Ball California League, the true goal is to develop players, and we got a couple guys moved on. Ryan Ritter ended up in Double A, so and a lot of the kids that are now in Spokane that started here. So from that aspect, last season was a success. It was a success on the field as well. You know, like I said, we fell one game short, but we did have the best record to show for it. So got a good group of guys again this year. Saw a lot of good things in spring training. Myself and the staff are very excited. We talked to them today in the team meeting and told them that, you know, all the talent is in this room to win games, just like last year. So it's time to roll up our sleeves and hopefully enjoy another good, successful baseball season.
I do want to touch on a couple of those players. Let's start with the opener for your, you know, the guy who's going to get the ball in game one is Jack Mahoney, right-handed pitcher from South Carolina. Talk about Jack's makeup.
Jack's makeup is off the charts. You know, I've seen him a handful of times here in spring training. It's the first time I got to lay eyes on him. He's got nice fastballs, not afraid to use it. Two nice breaking balls. But the one thing that stuck out was his ability to compete. And the guy's a competitor, born competitor, and that's going to serve him well in his career.
You know, another guy that you saw a little bit last year and is back again this year, left-handed pitcher Albert Pacheco. Talk a little bit about Pacheco.
Pacheco has done a really nice job in his progress. He, you know, obviously coming to us last year, he's also a competitor. He's got a nice fastball changeup coming. The goal for the offseason was to develop some sort of a breaking pitch, so implemented a little slider. He committed to using it in spring training. It has come a long way in such short time. It will continue to develop, but as he brings that into play, we look to see a lot of good things out of him, going from a two-pitch mix to a three-pitch mix. Excited to see what the season holds for Alberta.
A guy who's back again that fans may recognize as well is EJ Andrews Jr., a leader. I know he worked on some stuff in the offseason. I know you're excited to have EJ back as well.
Absolutely. He's a Fresno guy, you know, fan favorite. But EJ has had a steady progress in his development. And we always talk about, you know, the parts are there. You know, the sum of the parts are there. Now it's time for him to put it all together on a consistent basis. You'll see flashes of consistency, but to be a true major leaguer, which I think EJ has a talent to be, you know, those guys bring the same game daily, day in and day out, the consistency of what they bring. You know, he can impact the baseball in the batter's box, no doubt. He has the skills to play out, you know, all three positions in the outfield, nice arm strength. He runs well on the bases. So, like I said, all the parts are there. Now it's just time for him to be able to put it together on a consistent basis, and we look forward to EJ having a great year.
And then another guy I want to hit on, you talked about Ryan Ritter, who won, you know, California League MVP last year, was in Double A at the end of the year. Braylon Wimmer might be the Ryan Ritter. Size, he's got the ability, the makeup and everything too. Talk about Wimmer.
He's familiar. They both had same conference in college, I guess. You know, he was a South Carolina guy. Ritter was a Kentucky guy. But athletic, just like Ritt, plays both sides, both positions on the left side of the infield, short and third. He's a nice middle of the order bat, and he comes with a lot of expectations out of college, and he had a really nice year last year in Arizona, you know, his entrance into pro ball. Nice spring training for him. He's going to hit in the middle of our lineup. Like I said, he's athletic, and I look forward to having a good season.
And the last thing I want to, you know, put out there is, you know, the fans in California, they love you. They can't wait to have you back and this team back. But what can you say about the home opener and everything about Fresno, California?
You know, I mentioned to the guys in our team meeting today that the one date on the calendar that's always circled, no matter what level you're playing, could be Little League, it could be high school, it could be college, and here in pro ball, is opening day. And opening day, the festivities are something to be, they're special, and it's something you should enjoy. You know, a lot of times we get engulfed with the results, and the process is what's important. Fresno does a great job, both the Grizzly front office and the city. The city is very supportive. So we're looking forward to opening day. We're looking forward to playing an exciting brand of baseball, hopefully one that they can be proud of, the people of the city can be proud of. But we absolutely appreciate all the support we get throughout the whole year and are definitely looking forward to Tuesday.
You know, we're excited to see what's going to happen. You said this a little bit earlier, one game at a time, put in the work every single day. Let's go on and win a championship here for Fresno. Steve Solis, thanks for joining me on the pregame show.
Thank you very much.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California for the home opener for your 2024 Fresno Grizzlies season as we take on the San Jose Giants here in game one of 132. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'll bring you the call for every game this season. I'm glad you could join us for tonight's game as the Grizzlies here in the South Bay looking to start the season 1-0. The Grizzlies giving the ball to right-hander Jack Mahoney. The San Jose Giants giving the ball to right-hander Josh Bostic. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies under reigning California League Manager of the Year and our pregame guest, Steve Solis. Here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing first base, number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting second, the third baseman, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting third, the shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth, the DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting 7th will be the 2nd baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting 8th, the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. And batting 9th, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. And on the bump tonight for your Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 19, Jack Mahoney. So once again, under manager Steve Solis, will be Longwell, Wimmer, Perez, Snyder, Andrews Jr., Tena, Mendez, Perry, Hobson, and Mahoney on the bump. And now for the San Jose Giants under first-year manager Yedwin Villegas, the former Fresno Grizzly infielder. He will lead this lineup against the Grizzlies. Will be shortstop number 10, Maui Ahuna. He is the number 10 prospect for the San Jose Giants. Batting second, the center fielder number 9, Jonah Cox. Batting third, the first baseman number 12, Bryce Eldridge, the number 4 prospect in the Giants system. Batting 4th will be the catcher, number 6, Luke Schliger. Batting 5th will be the left fielder, number 18, Bo Davidson. Batting 6th, the second baseman, number 2, Cole Foster. Batting 7th, the right fielder, number 13, Cesar Quintas. Batting 8th will be the DH, number 28, Drew Kavanaugh. And batting 9th, the third baseman, number 1, Giancarlo Cio. And on the bump for the San Jose Giants will be the right-hander, number 23, Josh Bostic. Josh Bostic. And so once again, under manager Yedwin Viegas, it will be Ahuna Cox-Eldridge, Schlager Davidson-Foster, Quintas Kavanaugh, and Cio batting ninth with Josh Bostic on the bump. Aiden Longwell will stride to the plate. The left-hander will take on the right-hander in Josh Bostic, and we are ready for baseball here in the South Bay. So here we go. As Aiden Longwell steps to the plate, here comes the first pitch of the 2024 Fresno Grizzlies season. And it is fouled off, and we are underway here at 7 p.m. So right on time. As here comes the second pitch from Josh Bostic. The right-hander works from the stretch. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball just outside. The count now at 1-1 to Aiden Longwell. Longwell is a returner to the Grizzlies roster. Joined Fresno in the back half of last year as he skies one over to foul territory. The third baseman gives a look as it will harmlessly go foul. The count now at 1-2. 59 degrees, though, partly cloudy skies here at Excite Ballpark. First pitch once again at 7 p.m., 11-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As here comes the 1-2 to Longwell. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses on an elevated fastball in on the hands. And just like that, Longwell down on strikes, and Bostic starts his 2024 season with a K. So Longwell down on strikes as here comes the third baseman in Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer, a South Carolina product. Like tonight's starting pitcher for your Grizzlies and Jack Mahoney, also went to South Carolina. As the first pitch is a breaking ball outside to the former South Carolina Gamecock. Count at 1-0 to Wimmer. Here comes the pitch from Bostic, and a fly ball out to deep left field, and just like that, it is 1-0 Fresno. Braylon Wimmer, G's up and away right there, and just like that, Fresno a 1-0 lead. Wimmer on the second pitch he sees, skies it out to left field, and Fresno has the lead. So Braylon Wimmer, just like that, gives the Grizzlies a 1-0 lead as here comes shortstop Andy Perez. High fives in the dugout for him as Perez swing and a miss in the count at 0-1. Home plate umpire Chad Lagana. Base umpires Drew Buffelli. As here comes the 0-1, and Perez fouls it to the netting. The count now at 0-2. So Braylon Wimmer, a home run, second batter of the game. It was crushed out to the Adobe sign out in left center field. As here's the next pitch, a chopper to the second baseman slowly, and a nice play by the second baseman in Foster. And Perez is retired 4-3. And with two down, here comes the designated hitter in Jake Snyder. 1-0 Fresno here in the top of the first inning. A solo home run by Braylon Wimmer. As Jake Snyder now will take on Josh Bostic. Grizzlies wearing their gray unis as the first pitch is a called strike on the inner part of the plate. Fresno gray uniforms. Fresno written across the front. The upper part of Fresno in black. The lower part in red. As Snyder fouls it off. The count now at 0-2. Red numbers in the back of those gray jerseys. They have the black cap, the black bill, and the F/logo on top of that black cap. San Jose in the home whites. Giants run across the front in orange as that pitch is just inside, and half the Giants infield was running towards the dugout thinking that was strike three. Count now at 1-2. San Jose in the orange. San Jose orange logo on those black caps with the black bill as that's a little ball out to center field. It will hang up just enough for the center fielder Cox to come underneath it, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But not before Braylon Wimmer hits a home run out to left center field. 1-0 Fresno We'll head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Glad you could join us for the 2024 opening game of this season as your Fresno Grizzlies lead the San Jose Giants 1-0. As right-hander Jack Mahoney gets the ball as he will take on the lefty shortstop in Maui Ahuna. As here comes the first pitch from the right-hander Mahoney. Works out the full windup. Here's the pitch and a ground ball up the middle. A base hit. First pitch swinging for Ahuna, and it's a single. And just like that, San Jose in business. As here comes the center fielder in Jonah Cox. Jack Mahoney gets the ball. 6'3", 205 pounds for the right-hander. 22 years old from Algonquin, Illinois. Mahoney, a third-round draft pick in 2023 out of South Carolina. And he is ranked as the number 20 prospect in the Rocky system, as that is a ball on the inner part of the plate. Count at one ball and no strikes. Mahoney, the highest-rated prospect on this team, only one of two top 30 prospects on this Grizzlies roster. The other one, number 21, Jake Madden, a relief pitcher, as the next pitch is low. The count now at one or two balls and no strikes. As center fielder Jonah Cox to the plate. Runner at first. No outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Just underway here at Excite Ballpark. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count now at two balls and one strike. Chilly night, 59 degrees. In Fresno, some hail this afternoon. We have some partly cloudy skies, but beautiful weather as compared to a lot of other places. As the next pitch is a called strike, and the count now at two balls and two strikes. Good breaking ball right there from Mahoney. Mahoney, five pitches, mainly fastball, slider, changeup. He also has a curveball and a sinker to his repertoire. Good mix for him as here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on and missed. One of those pitches where Cox was afraid to swing initially, and it was so late that the ball was pretty much in Perry's glove by the time that he swung at it. And just like that, Jack Mahoney has his first K in a Grizzlies uniform. First out of the inning as well. As here comes first baseman Bryce Eldridge. And if you want to talk about a big man at the plate, it is Eldridge. 6'7". 230 pounds as he swings and misses. The count at no balls and one strike. Good pitch right there from Mahoney, elevating the pitch to Eldridge. Eldridge, the number four prospect in the Giants system, according to MLB.com, as there goes the runner at first. Fly ball to left field, and it's going to get past the left fielder. Antenna goes all the way to the wall, and it will be a double as the runner at third, and Ahuna stops there. And it is now runners at second and third with only one out. So Ahuna all the way to third. He got the stoplight by the third base coach and manager in Villegas. And Eldridge has a double in his first at bat. So now runners at second and third and one out. That ball was off the wall in left field. And Tenna, who was playing in, had a hustle over. The ball dented in the left field wall as now here comes the catcher, Luke Schlieger. As now a pitch clock violation on Mahoney. And just like that, count of one ball and no strikes. Clock resets. First pitch clock violation, something that we'll see a little bit of in the first part of this season as pitchers and batters getting used to it. Pitch clock in center field right now, going off about 13 seconds right now. Pitcher needs to deliver the ball before the clock expires. As here comes the 2-0 now from Mahoney. Runners at second and third and one out. And a ball just outside. Count now at three balls and no strikes. Mahoney, a little bit of a grimace right there as he thought he had a strike. Now works behind here to the catcher and one of the returners to the Giants offense. Here comes the 3-0, and that is right down the middle. Count now at three balls and a strike. 85 miles per hour right there from Mahoney. Bo Davidson waits on deck against the right-hander in Mahoney. Here comes the 3-1, and a breaking ball just misses. And that will be a walk. Base is now loaded with one out. As here comes left fielder in Bo Davidson in a mound visit now for Darius Perry. 1-0 here. Fresno leads San Jose in the bottom of the first, but San Jose ducks on the pond here with one out. Jack Mahoney, the South Carolina product, receives some help from his college teammate in Braylon Wimmer, who had a solo homer in the top of the first inning. Now the Grizzlies would love a double play ball right here with the left fielder in Bo Davidson. Davidson, 6'2", 205 pounds. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And a ground ball to the first baseman. 3-6-1, and it is a double play! And the Grizzlies are out of the inning! Just what the doctor ordered. 3-6-1, and the Giants leave the bases loaded, and the Grizzlies keep their 1-0 lead. We head to the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Yeah. Top of the second inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose as right fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off for your Grizzlies. As San Jose, right-hander Josh Bostic back out on the mound. The first pitch is a called strike. The count at no balls and one strike. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. On stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. There's a count now, 1-1 to the Fresno State Bulldog and E.J. Andrews Jr., back for his third season. As here's the 1-1. Pitch outside, the count at 2-1. Andrews Jr. worked very hard this offseason on his stance, so we see a new stance from Andrews Jr. As here comes a 2-1, and it is a called strike. Count now at 2-2. Bostic working quickly, back on the bump, ready to go. Here comes the 2-2 from the right-hander. And Andrews Jr. will foul that pitch off into the crowd. The count remains at 2-2. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Saloon. As here comes the 2-2. And it is in the dirt. Count now full, 3-2. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. The 3-2 is inside, ball four. And Andrews Jr. works a walk. And for the first time, the Grizzlies have a runner on. Besides the home run earlier from Braylon Wimmer, 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose. As here comes Felix Tena, the left fielder. Back to Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Make sure you join the party soon. And we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second inning. Tena fouls the pitch off, counting 0-1. Here in the top of the second, as here comes the 0-1 to Tena, and it swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. A lot of new players here for the Grizzlies this season, including Tena. Tena, one of the youngest players on the team, just 20 years old. As that's a fly ball out to center field, but it will hang up just for the center fielder in Cox to camp underneath it and make the play. And that is the first out. So goes F8. As here comes the second baseman, Luis Mendez. And, of course, he is tonight's beer batter as the crowd rejuvenated with that one. Luis Mendez was the beer batter a few times last season, as he is a returner to this Grizzlies offense. Andrews Jr. leads from first, and it's fouled off by Mendez. The count at 0-1. Crowd gets a little bit louder there as he gets closer to striking out. Andrews Jr. leads from first. Andrews Jr., 11 stolen bases last year. The Grizzlies undefeated when he stole a base last year. Here comes the 0-1, and a fly ball, and it will go foul, and the crowd ready to go as the count now at 0-2. 1-0 Fresno here in the top of the second inning. One out, the count at 0-2, and a runner at first. There's the beer chance, as here comes the 0-2 to Mendez. Long pause, here's the pitch. And a ground ball, and this is going to be a possible double play. 6-4-3, and a double play instead will end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty, but still lead 1-0. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose as Cole Foster strides to the plate against Jack Mahoney. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Mahoney, and it is just outside. The count at 1-0. Home plate umpire Chad Lagana. Over on the bases, Drew Buffelli. As here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander in Mahoney. And it's a fly ball out to left field, and that ball is going to get down. Extra bases as Foster rounds first. He's headed to second with a stand-up double. Lead-off double for the Giants, and just like that, San Jose once again in business. Third hit allowed by Mahoney, second double, as he will now take on the right fielder in Cesar Quintas. As the Giants trying to tie this game up. Against Jack Mahoney, Rockies number 20 overall prospect on MLB.com, a third round draft pick, pick number 77 overall in last year's draft. Looks back the runner, here's the pitch, and a ground ball to the shortstop. Long play for Perez, a throw, and he made it! Wow! Andy Perez! An off-balance play, and he makes it! We saw that play plenty of times last year, and Perez showing the range, showing the arm, and just like that, Quintas is out. 6-3. The range, though, from Andy Perez, the sidearm throw, and the stretch from Longwell. Got to give some credit to Longwell on that one at first base. So the runner stays put at second. One out now for Drew Kavanaugh. Here's the pitch. And it is high. The count at one ball and no strikes. Andy Perez, one of the returners, and he made a great play right there. Here comes the 1-0 from Mahoney, working out of the stretch. Looks back the runner. And it is in there for a called strike. The count now at one ball and one strike. Jack Mahoney, second professional season, if you count what he did last year in the ACL, pitching just two games. As here comes the 1-1, and a fastball outside, the count at two balls and a strike. His last game came on August 22nd, 2023, versus the ACL Giants, Black. One inning, three hits, two runs, both of them earned, no walks, one strikeout. As here comes the pitch, and a swing and a miss. The count now at 2-2. Good fastball there from Mahoney. Tough to catch up right there. A cold night, too, and not much you would have done with that kind of pitch. Here comes the 2-2 from Mahoney. Looks back the runner. Pitch clock down to 3. And an off-speed pitch, and it's into right field, a base hit. Andrews Jr. picks it up. Here's the throw to the plate. It's cut off, and the ball gets thrown to the backstop. And the runner goes to second base in Kavanaugh, and we are tied at 1. I believe it's going to be a single, which would have an RBI as well. So that's the fourth hit now for San Jose. And then Foster scoring, and then the throw from Longwell went to nobody because it was cut off and there was no one at the plate initially as the catcher and Perry went to back up the throw that was just offline. It should be an error as well. I believe it's going to be E3 on that. It is a single with an RBI and then E1. As a line drive to Perez, and he makes the catch and will double off the runner Kavanaugh at second to end the inning. Perez made a couple nice plays, but the Giants tie the game at one as we head to the top of the third inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the third inning, 1-1 our score between Fresno and San Jose. As Grizzlies catcher Darius Perry will lead things off against the right-hander in Josh Bostic. Bostic, his only blemish to his line is that solo homer by Braylon Wimmer. As Perry fouls off the first pitch, the count and no balls in one strike. Wimmer, a solo homer in the top of the first inning, the only run for the Grizzlies. On the other side, an RBI single for Drew Kavanaugh, scoring Cole Foster, who doubled to lead off the bottom of the second. As here comes the 0-1 from Bostic, and in the dirt. And Perry did go around. The count now at no balls and two strikes. Bostic, 6'4", 220 pounds. The right-hander was an eighth-round draft pick in 2023, as here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Bostic. Swung on and missed, and Perry down on strikes. Wasn't happy with the second called strike. Either way, that is the second strikeout now for Bostic. As here comes center fielder Caleb Hobson. One out here in the top of the third. Bostic attended Howard College in 2021. Hillsborough Community College in 2022, as Hobson looks to bunt, called strike, the count at 0-1. And then prior to getting drafted, went to Grayson Junior College in Texas in 2023. Was a two-way player in his first two collegiate seasons before exclusively becoming a pitcher. As here's a pop-up into shallow right field, and the right fielder in Quintos comes running all the way in, and his body ends up at the end of the second base side of the diamond, and Hobson is retired. Two outs now, as here comes the first baseman in Aiden Longwell, who struck out his first time up. Two outs here in the top of the third inning, as that ball to the backstop, the count at one ball and no strikes. Right-hander Josh Bostic wears number 23 on the back of his white jersey. Against Aiden Longwell. Here's the pitch. Outside, the count now at two balls and no strikes. Longwell, the first baseman, for the Grizzlies, 6'1", 205 pounds, 22 years old. As here comes the 2-0 to Longwell. And a fly ball, big pop up, and it's going to go foul. The count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Longwell, number 5 on the back of his jersey. A 17th round draft pick in 2023 as he swings and misses. Good breaking ball. Looked like the changeup on the outside part of the plate. Count at 2-2 as Longwell's bat head way in front of that pitch. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs here in the top of the third inning. 1-1 our score. Here's the pitch. And Longwell swings and lines one out to left field, a base hit. Longwell loses his helmet. He will stay at first, and it's a 2-out single as Longwell now 1-for-2. Takes the pitch and drives it out to left field. Nice piece of hitting there for Longwell. Just the second hit and third base runner for the Grizzlies tonight. The home run by Wimmer, who strides to the plate, and E.J. Andrews Jr. has a walk. So now Braylon Wimmer, home run his first time, as we just mentioned, on the second pitch that he saw. Here's the pitch to Wimmer. And it is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Wimmer, 6'4", 200 pounds, 23 years old, from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Eighth round draft pick out of South Carolina in 2023. Here comes the 0-1 to Wimmer. And it swung on and missed. Elevated fastball, and Wimmer swings and misses. Count now at 0-2. Wimmer really wanted that pitch right there and went chasing. Batted .383 over 14 games with the ACL Rockies after being drafted as he pops one in shallow center field. Long run for everybody, but it's the second baseman in Foster making the play in shallow center field. But the Grizzlies come up empty. We're tied at 1 as we head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the third inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. 1-1 our score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. As Maui Ahuna will lead things off. He's 1-for-1 today against Jack Mahoney, the right-hander, back out for another inning of work. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and it's a ground ball foul. The count at 0 balls and 1 strike. Mahoney, the right-hander, has looked good so far, has allowed 4 hits, though, through 2 innings of work. Count of 0 balls, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. Winds and deals. And that just misses. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. The count now at 1-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As he grooves in a strike right there, the count at 1-2. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. That is swung on and missed, and Perry, he grabs the ball, tags Ahuna, and he is out. Second strikeout for Mahoney. And his first strikeout is a guy he's striding to the plate in Jonah Cox. So two strikeouts now for Mahoney, one out here in the third inning. Again, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, make sure you bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third as Cox flies one out to right field, and it will go foul. Down to no balls and one strike. You're in the bottom of the third. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. My name is Stephen Rice. Baseball is back, baby. Here comes the pitch. Outside, and the count now at 1-1. Jonah Cox, if that name sounds familiar to some listeners, he was in the California League last year with the Stockton Ports. As here's the 1-1, that is fouled off. The count now at 1-2 as the crowd erupts after a great play from a fan making the catch. Jonah Cox was traded on February 2nd, 2024 in exchange for right-hand pitcher Ross Stripling. Here's the 1-2, swung on and missed in the dirt, and Perry once again smothers the ball, picks it up, makes the tag for the second out. And Cox now 0-2 with a pair of punchies. So now two outs here in the third inning. And here comes Bryce Eldridge. Eldridge doubled his first time up. As the first baseman looking to spark something here for San Jose. We're knotted up at one here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. And it is a ground ball over to the second baseman, picked up nicely by Mendez, over to first in time, and a 1-2-3 inning for Jack Mahoney. We head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com, or you can call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. Welcome back to Excite Ballpark. 1-1 our score here in the top of the fourth as Andy Perez will lead things off against the right-hander in Josh Bostic. Perez gets ready. Lefty-righty matchup. Here's the first pitch as Perez swing and a miss. Nice breaking ball right there from Bostic. Perez, gray undersleeves right here as here comes the 0-1, and that is just outside. Count at 1-1. Nice pitch right there from Bostic, trying to paint the outside part of the plate. Here comes the 1-1 to Perez, and Perez takes it low and inside, and the count at 2-1. Andy Perez, 6'3", 165 pounds, just 19 years old. As here's a fly ball out to right field. That ball is going to get down, and Perez has speed. He rounds first. He's headed to second. He's on his horse heading to third. Perez will slide on in and has a leadoff triple. Andy Perez last year had such a good year at the plate, especially when it came to triples, that why not start his season with a triple right here? Perez last year had 7 triples, which put him in a tie for 10th all-time in Grizzlies single-season triples, and he has his first one this season. And just like that, Fresno in business, their second extra base hit among their 3 hits, and now the infield comes in for Jake Snyder. And Snyder takes a called strike, the count at 0-1. Snyder flew out to center field his first time and now looks to drive in a run here. Snyder, nice beard, back for another season with the Grizzlies. As he takes a pitch inside the breaking ball, nice stop by the catcher in Schlieger. Count at 1-1. Perez leads from third base. Here's the pitch. And Snyder, line drive out to left field, and the Grizzlies have a 2-1 lead. Jake Snyder now looking for 2. Here's the throw to second. It's high. Snyder slides, and he's safe. Jake Snyder, a hustle double. And just like that, Fresno back on top. So Snyder now 1-2 with an RBI double. Perez comes in to score. And here comes E.J. Andrews Jr., who walked his first time up. A mound visit now. Doing the catcher in Schlieger and Bostic. So second hit this inning and a run as well. 4 hits for Fresno, 3 via extra bases. And the Grizzlies now have hit for the cycle technically among their hits. The home run by Wimmer early, the single by Longwell, and now a triple and a double. As here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., as Bostic looks back the runner and Snyder. And that is low in the dirt. And Bostic looked like he slipped on the mound as he will use his cleats to try to help out that possible dent where he slipped. Bostic, big frame, went down a little quickly on that. Long black sleeves from Bostic as the excited ballpark crowd trying to get his pitcher going. Here comes the 1-0. And Andrews Jr., half swing, and the ball tails foul. Heads up over in the right field area. Count now at 1-1. Top of the 4th inning, 2-1 Fresno leads San Jose. Jake Snyder, an RBI double. Here comes the 1-1. Now a check on Snyder, and he is safe. Oh, that was bang-bang over at second base. Good tag by Cole Foster, the Auburn product. Snyder gets back there safely. Snyder, tons of speed. We saw that last year. As here comes the 1-1. Looking back the runner once again. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball softly to the shortstop. Ahuna picks it up. The throw to first in time. And Andrews Jr. is retired. It goes 6-3. On the putout as Snyder stays at second. One out, runner at second base for Felix Tena, who flew out to center field his first time up. As Bostic now going to face Tena. And like Andy Perez, who's 19, Tena, 20 years old. 2 very good international prospects in the Rockies system as he swings and misses. And just from the first 2 at-bats for Tena, a very aggressive hack from him, but tons of power with that swing. The first foul ball in the first at-bat for him really left off the bat as the second pitch is in there, and Tena not very happy. The count now at 0-2. Tena now will have to battle here. As here comes the 0-2. Snyder leads from second. Here comes the 0-2. And a line drive out to left field, and the ball will get down. Snyder's being waved in. Here's the throw. It is going to be cut off, and the Grizzlies extend their lead to 3-1. An RBI single for Felix Tena. Snyder comes in to score in the Grizzlies. Two runs this inning on three hits. As here comes second baseman Luis Mendez. So five hits now for Fresno. Three runs, all earned. One out in the inning for Mendez, who grounded into a double play. The beer batter looks to get back into the hit column here. Mendez, a spray hitter, not a lot of power, no home runs last year, but helped out with two walk-off wins last year as the first pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. Mendez ready to swing the bat as here comes the 1-0. Nice crowd on hand here in Excite Ballpark. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball out to right field, and it's going to go foul. And the count now at one ball and one strike as it hits some tents over there in the right field corner, right near the Giants bullpen. One ball, one strike, one out. 3-1 Fresno here in the top of the fourth inning. The Grizzlies already two runs on three hits. They're a home run away from the cycle in terms of hits this inning. Bostic looks back the runner and Tena. Here comes the 1-1. And Mendez fouls it off. Mendez, his foot kind of going away, so open up his body so that pitch, no matter where it was, Mendez was only going to be able to spray it out towards the left side. He opened up a little bit. So now the count at 1-2, and you can hear the crowd. Here comes the 1-2 to Mendez. And it's high and outside. And the count now at 2-2. Third base coach Cesar Galvez giving some signs. The Grizzlies bench coach. Steve Solis, the Grizzlies manager, is the first base coach. You don't see that as often, especially at this level. And a check on Tena. He's safe. Ball back to the pitcher. But last year, Steve Solis started as the third base coach. And then about a fourth of the way through the season, they switched to Galvez, and the Grizzlies started to win. As here's the pitch, and Mendez pops it up, and it is in fair territory, which means the crowd groans as they will not get the beer batter strikeout. Mendez is retired, though, as it's caught by the second baseman in Foster. So two outs now as Tena stays at first base. It'll be Darius Perry, the catcher, who's 0-1, struck out swinging his first time up. Perry, the UCLA product, a 15th round draft pick in 2023 from Fullerton, California. Get a chance to go towards his area later this season as he will foul that one off. The count at no balls and one strike. Darius Perry, known for his defense, especially receiving pitches, but the offense is something that we hope to see this year, especially from hitting coach Trevor Burmeister. Here comes the 0-1 and a foul ball. The count now and no balls and two strikes. And Perry now having a battle. If I'm correct, Perry has seen five pitches and all have been strikes so far. This at bat, both foul balls. And the first one, he saw two pitches and then swung and missed on the third one. No balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. 3-1 Fresno leads San Jose. Here's the pitch. And Perry skies one out to shallow center field. Very busy night for Cole Foster, who's out in that same area again and will make the catch. But the Grizzlies, a triple, an RBI double, and an RBI single. Jake Snyder and Felix Tena picking up RBIs. We have the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. The South Bay as the Grizzlies lead the Giants 3-1. It's the opening game of the 2024 Fresno Grizzlies season. I'm glad you could join us. As here comes the first pitch from Mahoney. Winds and deals, swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. Grizzlies lead the Giants 3-1 as the catcher Luke Schlieger to the plate. He walked his first time up, but was part of a double play. As here comes the 0-1. And a high pop-up. This is drifting into foul territory. And the third baseman in Wimmer looks like he cannot get to. And the count is now at 0-2. Wimmer a long way to go there. The third baseman did have room initially, but the ball just kept tailing away from him. Very windy night, 11 miles per hour out to right field. It's getting colder and colder. And if any fan is not wearing a jacket, then kudos to them. Here comes the 0-2. And it is fouled off Perry's glove. The count remains at no balls and two strikes. Jack Mahoney back on the bump. Mahoney in his fourth inning of work. As here comes the 0-2 from the right-hander. Winds and deals. And another foul ball towards the Giants dugout. Mahoney, though, only at 34 pitches. 24 strikes here in the fourth inning. Now 35 pitches, 25 strikes. The right-hander has been pounding the strike zone as that pitch is high. The count now at 1-2. Jack Mahoney, as we said, from South Carolina, the right-hander. That's where he went to school. Here comes the 1-2. Winds and deals. And a soft ground ball. It's going to be a tough play for the third baseman, Wimmer. Wimmer, off-balance throw in the dig. Gets away from Longwell. Mendez backing up the play will get the ball. He will throw the ball in to the cutoff man in Perez. And up to second base goes the catcher in Schlieger. I believe it's going to be a single and an error. Wait for the official ruling. Tough play, though, for the third baseman. And then Longwell tried making the dig and couldn't come up with it. It will be just an error on Wimmer. E5 is the ruling. So now runner at second here with no outs for Bo Davidson, who hit into a double play his first time up. Here comes the pitch. And it's in the dirt, count at 1-0. Two double plays so far by the Grizzlies defense, and looking for maybe another one here. A line out was the last double play. That was in the second inning from Giancarlos Cio. Second error for Fresno, by the way, as here comes the pitch. It's inside and a little high. The count now at 2-0. Jack Mahoney, as we said, spent 3 seasons at South Carolina. A two-way player for multiple years. Was a pitcher in 2021 and 2023. Was a batter in 2021 and 2022. As that is swung on and fouled off, it looks like. The count now at 2-1 as the home plate umpire Chad Lagana pointing towards the batter. As a pitcher, Mahoney appeared in 31 games, making 22 starts. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney, looks back the runner. And it's fouled off. The count now back in favor at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mahoney 10-4 with a 3.44 ERA. He logged 117 and 2/3 innings, allowing 8 homers while fanning 123 batters. Very, very good arm. Lively fastball that can reach the mid-90s as that swung on a miss. Not a fastball, but a breaking ball there from Mahoney. And another ball in the dirt. And a great job from Perry to cover that ball up and make the play. Didn't have to tag the runner this time. It is the 4th strikeout for Mahoney. As Cole Foster will stride to the plate. Runner at 2nd with 1 out here in the bottom of the 4th inning. 3-1, Fresno leads San Jose. Mahoney looks back the runner. Here comes the pitch. And it is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Jack Mahoney was also a hitter, though. And 2 of his 3 hits as a hitter were homers. So tons of power for Mahoney, but don't expect him to ever swing the bat here at the pro level. As that swung on and missed, the count at 0-2. Great pitch on the inside part of the plate. Ball just disappearing out of the hands of Mahoney. The right-hander did have Tommy John surgery just a couple years ago. Did affect a little bit of his progression in college, but he looked really good last year as he went right back to the breaking ball there. The count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mahoney did not pitch in 2022 because of recovery from Tommy John surgery. Prior to his time at South Carolina, attended St. Viator High School in Arlington Heights, Illinois. As here comes the 1-2, and it's swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Perry. Another low strikeout for Mahoney. 4 of his 5 strikeouts have been below the knees to the hitters of San Jose. Great pitch from Mahoney now. 5 strikeouts, 2 outs this inning after the leadoff man reached 2nd base thanks to an error. And now it's Cesar Quintas, who's 0-1 with a ground out. And the runner now taking a big lead off of 2nd. Here's the pitch, and swung on and missed. Another great pitch on the outside part of the plate. Back to Mahoney, though, as we said, from Arlington Heights, Illinois for his high school. Played football and basketball as well. His sister Shay, a gymnast at the University of Alabama for a few years. But here's where it gets interesting. He actually has ties to an NFL player. Was teammates in high school where he won a state championship in 2017 with Chicago Bears tight end Cole Kmet. And according to Mahoney, their family's still very close. As that pitch in the dirt, great job again by Perry. Using his gear to make that block. Count at 1-2. So, Cole, if you're listening, hello. Please follow me on social media. That would be awesome. Your friend Mahoney is doing a great job tonight. Count at 1-2. 3-1 Fresno here in the bottom of the 4th. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball foul, and Perry looked like he got a piece of him. So he jumped back to get a ball right there from the home plate umpire. Count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. As Mahoney looking to get out of the inning with another punch out. 4 of the last 5 outs recorded by Mahoney have been via the punch out. 1 ball, 2 strikes as he steps off, shows the disengagement to the umpire. His first disengagement this at bat. Here comes the 1-2 from the right-hander Mahoney. Comes set around the belt. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner, and Perry loses the ball, and the runner who took off for 3rd, and Schlager will stop there, but the ball got to the netting, and a big turn at 3rd base for the San Jose catcher. He did take off, though, so I wonder if it would be a stolen base versus a passed ball. It is a stolen base, according to the official score, as he did take off before the ball. Here's the pitch and a ground ball, and that will go foul towards the third base box. And nice play over there by the manager in Yedwin Villegas, the former Fresno Grizzly infielder. This whole staff for San Jose, former Fresno Grizzlies, left-handed pitcher and pitching coach Dan Runsler. And, of course, San Francisco Giants legend, hitting coach Travis Ishikawa. As here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and missed, and Mahoney strikes out the side. He's up to 6 strikeouts over 4 innings of work. We head to the 5th. Grizzlies lead 3-1. You're listening to us on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. We're in the top of the fifth inning. 3-1, Fresno leads San Jose. As Caleb Hobson will now face the new San Jose Giants pitcher, it is right-hander Sean Jelly making a Major League rehab appearance. If you want to talk about a big man as well, now we talked about Bryce Eldridge earlier, who's 6'7", as here's a ground ball right in front of the catcher, the throw to first in time, and Hobson is retired. It goes 2-3 as Hobson is out. As here comes Aiden Longwell, who's 1-for-2. But Eldridge, who's 6'7", cannot compare to this man in Sean Jelly. 6'11", 228 pounds for the right-hander. Second-round draft pick in 2018. He's from Minnesota. Went to Kentucky, as that's a called strike, and you can just see how smooth his delivery is to the plate. And hoping to get back up to the big leagues to help the Giants early on this season. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a breaking ball just low. The count at 1-1. So Aiden Longwell thinking he has a nice night, and now he has to go face a Major League rehabber. As here comes the 1-1 from Jelly to Longwell. And Longwell inside, watch out, count now at 2-1. As Jelly, trying to get the right signs from his catcher, doing some quick hand motions, making sure each one work, as here comes the 2-1, and that's a base hit up the middle for Longwell, stayed back and drove the ball to center field, and now Longwell, a two-hit evening, first multi-hit game for a Grizzlies batter this season. 6 hits now for Fresno. As here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer, 1-for-2, a solo homer back in the first inning. Against Sean Jelly. Last year, reached the big leagues with the San Francisco Giants, but coming back from injury, as that's a breaking ball in there for a strike, the count at 0-1. Good pitch right there on the breaking ball, but I'm just more amazed about how smooth the delivery is for the big fella. Here comes the 0-1 from Jelly. And it swung on a miss. Another breaking ball down and away. The count at 0-2. Now, it is pronounced jelly, but it's spelled H-J-E-L-L-E for Sean. A right-hander. A little bit of a goatee and beard combo. Flowy, curly hair from the back of his black cap. As the count now 0-2 to Wimmer. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And it's outside. The count at 1-2. One out, runner at first. Here in the top of the fifth inning. Grizzlies lead the Giants 3-1. Here comes the 1-2. And a high chopper, Jelly, looking to go to two. And the ball is thrown offline, but staying on the bag and making the plays. The second baseman, Foster, who continues to make plays defensively. And the lead runner, Longwell, is out. So we have our first fielder's choice. It will go 1-4 on the fielder's choice. So now two outs, a runner at first. And here comes Andy Perez. 1-for-2, a triple and a run scored. That was back in the fourth inning for Perez. And now Perez gets his chance against the right-hander and Jelly. Here comes the pitch. And a fly ball out to left center field. That ball looks to get to a gap, and it is caught by the left fielder and Davidson on the run. Perez gave it a ride, but comes up empty. And Jelly, a clean inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And we thank Minko Abbott and La Provence for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Three to one here in the bottom of the fifth inning as right-hander Jack Mahoney still on the bump as he will take on Drew Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, an RBI single, his first time up. And that is low. The count at 1-0. Here comes the next pitch from Jack Mahoney. Winds and deals. And it's swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. Good pitch from Mahoney. Wears the number 19 on the back of his gray jersey. Mahoney, 4 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, as that is fouled off. The count now at 1-2. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A little chilly, but a really nice night for opening night here for the 2024 Fresno Grizzlies season. Here comes the 1-2 from the right-hander in Mahoney, and a pitch clock violation, his second one. Count now at 2-2. Something that everyone's still going to get used to. But all season long, we're going to try to get through all these players at some point so you get to know these guys. A great group of players. 29 total players on the Grizzlies opening day roster. 13 position players, 16 pitchers. Here comes the full count payoff pitch. And it's called strike three. Good breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. And that's four straight strikeouts, seven overall now for Mahoney. And as well, too, that is the first strikeout looking on either side tonight. But Mahoney now, six of the last seven batters have been punched out for him. As that pitch is high, the count at 1-0 to Giancarlo Cio. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, 3-1, Fresno leads San Jose. Here comes the 1-0, and that is low. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. 7 punch-outs for Mahoney, 1 out here in the fifth. He has looked really sharp. That breaking ball has been fantastic for the righty. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. A little bit of help there, though, as Perry did a good job pinpointing his glove there. Maybe a generous call. Either way, count it 2-1. Here's the pitch. And a check swing did it go around. They're going to check with the umpire. He did. And the count now at 2-2. Base umpire and Drew Buffelli saying he did go around. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And now Mahoney looking for punch out number 8. Here comes the 2-2. And it's in the dirt. He went right back to his bread and butter. And the count now full 3-2. Back-to-back full counts now for Mahoney. Mahoney, 6'3", 205 pounds, born in August. Here comes the 3-2. And it's a high pop-up, drifting out to shallow left center field. The ball now in foul territory, and it will land foul. The count remains full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Really excited to get to know all these players, though, this season. Just like y'all listening at home, we're still getting to know these players. 12 returners, though, to the Grizzlies roster. Handful of those guys joined the Grizzlies in the back half of last year, part of that 2023 draft class, which includes tomorrow's starter, left-hander Isaiah Coupe. Devastating breaking ball from Coupe we'll see tomorrow night. Here comes the 3-2 from Mahoney. And it is called strike three. And Mahoney has punched out 5 straight batters, 8 overall now. And another backwards K for Mahoney. And he now has some swag to him as he continues to punch out batters. Making now 7 of the last 8 batters he's retired via the strikeout. Here comes the pitch. And a high chopper, that will break up the strikeouts, but it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jack Mahoney. He has 5 innings of one-run ball as we head to the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball
to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and...
Welcome back to the South Bay. Top of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Giants 3-1. Glad you could tune in this evening. As Dylan Carmouche, the left-hander, will take over on the bump against the lefty and Jake Snyder. So southpaw and southpaw action. Count of one ball in no strikes. And Dylan Carmouche, 6'6", 225 pounds. As Snyder looks to bunt his way on and... apparently, his bat head was still in the zone, so it's a strike. The count now at 1-1. Carmouche, bat switchy, throws lefty, though. 15th round draft pick out of Tulane in 2023 by the Giants. As that pitch is outside, and the count now at 2-2. Jake Snyder, 1-for-2, an RBI double and a run. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball, high chopper. And a nice job initially, but it's bobbled at the last moment by Eldridge. Eldridge nonchalantly looked like he had the ball. In the last moment, he looked up and the ball hit his glove and it bounded away. And Snyder will reach base safely. E3 all the way. First air for San Jose as here comes right fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. 0-for-1 with a walk. So Snyder reaches and now... Carmouche will have to be careful. Snyder, tons of speed. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. The count at 1-0 to Andrews Jr. Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for a chance to win free eggs. Here's the 1-0, and it is inside. The count at 2-0. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. As Andrews Jr. takes a pitch inside, the count now at 3-0. Find Pete and Jerry's eggs at your local supermarket and bring them home today. And we thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the sixth inning. As that's 4-4 to E.J. Andrews Jr. So now runners at first and second. Second time Andrews Jr. has walked, by the way. He has both of the walks from Grizzlies hitters. So now runners at first and second, no outs, and it's Felix Tena, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Here in the top of the sixth inning. As he swings and misses, the count at 0-1. Carmouche, good pitch right there to Tena. No balls, one strike. Runners at first and second here in the top of the sixth. Fresno looking to extend their lead. As Tena swings and misses, and his head and the helmet going to the side on that breaking ball in the dirt. The count now at 0-2 as Tena looked very confused on that pitch. Good pitch from Carmouche, a very dangerous left-hander in the college ranks last year. Here comes the 0-2, and it is fouled off. The Grizzlies also have a player from Tulane on their roster, right-hander Tyler Hoffman, back for his second season in a Grizzlies uniform. So a lot of Tulane action here, but Carmouche from Louisiana, Baton Rouge to be exact. Tulane baseball making it to the college baseball postseason. And try to get to the College World Series. And Carmouche was a big part of that as that ball fouled off, counted 0-2. Now Carmouche getting some action here with San Jose. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Inside, count now 1-2. Carmouche trying to work in on Tena. Carmouche is 22 years old. Professional debut this season. Here comes the 1-2. And Tena, check swing. Did he go around? He did! And he is out, and Tena putting his arms up as he disagrees. But he is down on strikes. First strikeout for Carmouche. Third strikeout overall. So now the first out of the inning. It brings up Luis Mendez, the beer batter. He's 0 for 2. No strikeouts so far for him, though. Runners at first and second with one out. As Carmouche will come set, here comes the pitch. And a bunt attempt from Mendez, and it goes away. And now the runner and Snyder going to third, and he's safe. And a base runner at first, and Andrews Jr. reacts, and he will head to second. So now runners at second and third with one out. And it looked like they had some kind of bunt play on because Mendez went after the low pitch, and both runners took off as well. It is a wild pitch. Ruled officially because it was a little bit of a late jump by both base runners. Now Mendez fly ball center field. This could be playable. It is. And now Snyder showing his speed. He will score easily as the ball will be cut off by the shortstop. And Fresno makes it 4-1 here in the top of the sixth. And Luis Mendez, a productive second out. Sacrifice fly to center field. But Mendez picks up his first RBI. Snyder has now scored two runs. Staying at second, Andrews Jr. It is a run, though. And it looks like it'd be unearned initially. As Snyder reached on an error. So now runner at second with two outs for Darius Perry, who's 0 for 2. Here comes the pitch. And it is low. The count at one ball and no strikes. Speaking of pitching, let's catch you up on a couple pitchers for San Jose. Final line for starter Josh Bostic. Four innings, five hits, three runs all earned. One walk and a pair of strikeouts. As here comes the 1-0 to Perry. And it swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. And then Sean Jelly in a Major League rehab appearance. One inning, one hit, no runs, no walks, and no strikeouts. Aiden Longwell, great piece of hitting to pick up that lone hit against the big righty in Jelly. Now Dylan Carmouche. Here's the pitch. And Perry fly ball, and it will go foul. And the count now at 1-2. Carmouche was at Mississippi State in 2021 before going to Tulane for 2 years. Struck out 102 batters over 90 innings. 17 games, 16 starts for Tulane in 2023. First team All-American in the American Athletic Conference. As that is swung on a miss in the dirt. Ball gets away. The throw now to first in time as the catcher and Schlager makes the play to end the inning. But the Grizzlies pick up another run, 4-1, as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch from new Fresno Grizzlies pitchers Bryson Hammer as that ball lays into right field, a base hit for Jonah Cox. Cox was 0 for 2 and now has a leadoff single. First hit for San Jose since the second inning. And it's against left-hander Bryson Hammer, who takes over for Jack Mahoney. And Mahoney was fantastic. 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk, 8 Ks. Mahoney struck out 7 of the final 8 batters that he retired. And he didn't allow a hit in his final 3 innings of work. As that pitch is in the dirt, the count at 1 ball and no strikes. The only base runner to reach in those final 3 innings came via an error in the top of the fourth, or in the bottom of the fourth. So now Jonah Cox will give the ball to Bryce Eldridge, or give the bat to Bryce Eldridge. And there goes Jonah Cox. The throw to second is high, and it is a stolen base for Jonah Cox, a stolen base. So now runner at second here with no outs. Eldridge 1 for 2, now an opportunity to drive him in. 4-1 Fresno here in the bottom of the sixth inning here in San Jose. Bryson Hammer will now talk to Darius Perry. Bryson Hammer is 6'1", 186 pounds. Hammer wears number 20 on the back of his gray jersey. The left-hander, 22 years old, born in October 8th, 2001, from Stony Point, North Carolina. As here comes the 1-1 and a ball out to left field. Tenna, long run, still going. That ball's over his head, and that ball's gone. That ball just kept carrying and somehow left the yard. And Eldridge has the first home run this season for San Jose. And it's now 4-3. And San Jose's crowd getting excited for the 2-run homer for Eldridge. That ball just kept carrying out to left field. Second hit, both runs now earned. As here comes the catcher now in Luke Schlieger. A walk, and he reached on an error as well, so 0 for 1. Now 4-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As Hammer fouls that one's counted, no balls in 1 strike. Back to Hammer, though, 12th round draft pick in 2023 out of Dallas Baptist. Bryson Hammer, known for his curveball, so the name works with what his bread and butter is. As here's the pitch, and that is going to be caught by the third baseman, Wimmer. A little nubber that looked like it was wanting to get to no man's land. Instead, Wimmer makes the play on the island. And that's the first out, so 1 away as here comes the left fielder in Bo Davidson. Davidson 0 for 2, a double play and a strikeout for him. But the Giants now back into it, the crowd back into it here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch inside, count at 1 ball and no strikes. It's Bryson Hammer trying to get through the sixth inning and help out his starting pitcher in Mahoney. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammer made 5 relief outings last year after being drafted. He struck out 6 over 5 1/3 frames. It was a Dallas Baptist for 1 season. There's a good breaking ball for a called strike, and the count at 1-2. 14 appearances, 8 starts at Dallas Baptist, went 5-4. And then prior to that was at Catawba College in Salisbury, North Carolina. And that's now 2-2. in 15 outings, 13 starts, went 6-3 with a 3.82 ERA and a 1.39 whip. He redshirted his freshman season at Clemson, though. So a little bit of different areas for him, as that is outside. The count now at 3-2. Bryson's brother, Zach, used to pitch in the Rockies system. Pitched in the ACL, but now he's in the White Sox system. As here comes the 3-2 from Hammer. And inside, did he go? And he did! And Hammer has his first strikeout of the season. Davidson down on strikes. 9 Ks now for Fresno pitching. And with two outs, here comes Cole Foster, who's 1-for-2 with a double and a run. So Mahoney, now Hammer. The Grizzlies, 9 lefties among their staff. Here's a little nubber to the second baseman. And Mendez, got to be quick, makes the play in time to end the inning. But Bryce Eldridge, a 2-run homer, cuts the deficit for San Jose to 4-3. We head to the 7th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the 7th inning, 4-3, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. Get ready to make a splash at Chancey Gold and kickstart your summer adventure with the $600,000 party on the pontoon and jet ski giveaway. Play and earn entries for your chance to snap your share of over $43,000 in cash drawings every Thursday and Friday. Then speed on in on Friday, April 26th for your chance to win the sizzling hot grand prize, a new pontoon or jet ski. Let the splash games begin. Only at Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As Hobson looks to bunt. Good bunt, and the throw is high, and he's safe. Hobson tried bunting earlier, didn't get it, and this time he makes it. It was a high throw by the catcher and Schlieger, and Hobson beats it out. I believe it's going to be a hit. It was a bang-bang play. It is a hit, and now here comes Aiden Longwell, who's 2-for-3. Again, we think Chancey Gold Resort and Casino here in the top of the 7th, but Hobson making a nice play as Longwell fouls it off to count at 0-1. Caleb Hobson showing the wheels. It's what his game is, 9-hole hitter, just trying to get to the top of the lineup in Longwell, Wimmer, and Perez. Here comes the 0-1. And a check on Hobson. He's back safely. Here on the top of the 7th inning, 4-3, Fresno leads San Jose. Here comes the pitch from the lefty in Carmouche. And a high chopper foul down the first baseline. Over now in right field. The count now at 0-2. Count an 0-2 to Aiden Longwell. Aiden Longwell was actually a very good quarterback in high school at Massillon High School. Or in Massillon, Ohio, excuse me. As here comes the 0-2. And it's in the dirt, and it will get away from the catcher. A bouncing ball. And up to second goes Hobson. I believe that's a wild pitch. That ball did not even reach the plate. And then for self-preservation, the catcher and Schlieger tried making a play, and the ball bounced off to his, towards the Grizzlies dugout on the third base side. So now runner at second. As here comes the 1-2, no outs. Carmouche looking for the sign. Is Longwell looking to give the Grizzlies some cushion? And now time called here, and a pitch clock violation on Carmouche. So the count now at 2-2. And the Grizzlies right now looking for their fifth run. And this is where it gets interesting. Here comes the pitch. It's low. The count now at 3-2. The Grizzlies' 2024 opening day lands on April 5th. 4/5. So too many 4s and 5s on opening day. And over the past 4 seasons, the numbers have been shown in a peculiar way. As a 3-2 is outside and Longwell has reached base for the third time tonight. It is a walk. Second walk by Carmouche. So now runners at first and second. As here comes pitching coach Dan Runsler. And now Braylon Wimmer to the plate. Wimmer has reached base twice, but 1-for-3. A solo homer back in the first inning. But back to that stat, the too many 4s and 5s on opening day. The Grizzlies' 2024 opening day, it lands here on April 5th, 4/5. And over the past 4 seasons, those numbers have been shown in a peculiar way. Since 1998, the Grizzlies are 12-13 overall, but they have won their last 4 opening days and could make it 5 this year. In those last 4 opening days, the Grizzlies have scored exactly 5 runs, with the final scores alternating between 5-3 and 5-4. It is currently 4-3 here in the 7th. Now the Grizzlies as well, in 2 of those 4 wins, have won in extra innings. 2019 versus Reno on April 4th, 4-4. And then last year here in San Jose, Parker Kelly a home run for that regard. And that came on April 6th last year. The Grizzlies have also won their last 2 opening days here in San Jose in 2021 and last year. And that was on May 4th in 2021, as that is a ball, the count at 1-0. And they've also enjoyed walk-off wins in both of their home games that they've had on opening day. That was 2019 versus Reno, and then versus Stockton as well in 2022. So lots of 4s and 5s in that stat, and the score right now 4-3. So the Grizzlies looking for that exclusive fifth run. As that pitch is swung on a miss by Wimmer, count now at 2-1. Runners at first and second with no outs here in the top of the 7th inning. Carmouche comes set in his second inning of work. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count at 2-2. Good disappearing breaking ball right there from the left-hander. So 2-2. Here comes the pitch. And it's a broken back grounder to second. They're going to try to turn two, and they just get the runner at second. So up to third goes Hobson. Longwell is out on another fielder's choice. It will go 4-6 on the fielder's choice. But now runners at the corners here with one out for Andy Perez, who's 1-for-3. A triple and a run scored. Speaking of Andy Perez, he's one of 3 players that have now joined a select list of making multiple opening day starts in a Fresno Grizzlies uniform. E.J. Andrews Jr., Luis Mendez, and Andy Perez have now become players 53, 54, and 55, if we're talking about 5s on opening day, of former Grizzlies that have reached this feat. So multiple opening day starts in the lineup. As that pitch is high, the count now at 1-0. So 55 players have made multiple opening day starts. Todd Linden currently sits atop the list with 5 opening day starts. As here's a bunt and it goes foul by Perez. Hobson was running. Looked like he was going to score easily if that ball stayed fair. The count now at 1-1. And the most recent player to join this list that's very exclusive, was last year, was Yonkiel Fernandez the outfielder, 2022 and 2023. So Andrews Jr. started last year, Luis Mendez started last year, and Andy Perez started last year, and now back again, making this feat happen. As here's a line drive over the in first baseman, and Andy Perez looking for two. He will get there, and the Grizzlies have five runs now. It's an RBI double for Andy Perez. He's two for four, and the Grizzlies have that fifth run. Andy Perez now his first RBI of this year. Wimmer gets to third. This will score Hobson. Second hit of the inning, and a run as well. So now runners at second and third with one out. And here's Jake Snyder. Snyder has an RBI because of a double, and he scored twice as well. And the infield in, the ball in the dirt, the count at 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Jake Snyder looking to drive in a couple more runs. Here comes the 1-0, and it is just outside. Count it 2-0. Good pitch right there from Carmouche. Now, I know I'm the Grizzlies broadcaster, but when I see a good pitch, I will definitely say that for sure. I am a pitcher at heart, so I do like the low-scoring games. Here comes the 2-0 to Snyder, and it's in the dirt. Good stop right there from the catcher in Schlieger. And the count now 3-0. Nowhere to put Snyder. Actually, they could put him at first, but then you run into E.J. Andrews Jr., who can do a lot of damage with a baseball. So, not good right now if you're Carmouche. Lefty-lefty matchup as well. Here's a 3-0, and it is a called strike, and the count at 3-1. I think it clipped the outside part of the plate there. Three balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch to Snyder. And it's fouled off, and the count now at 3-2, and that did not feel good. Oh, it's a cold night, and it does not feel good when it doesn't hit the catcher's gear as well. That's never fun. Runners at second and third, one out here in the top of the seventh inning. 5-3, Fresno leads San Jose, opening night for the 2024 season. The Grizzlies will have their first home game Tuesday, April 9th, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. As here comes the 3-2, and it is inside and low, ball four, and Snyder has reached base three times, his first time reaching via the walk. Third walk now for Carmouche. So base is loaded with only one out. It's E.J. Andrews Jr., two walks for him, 0 for 1. And Andrews Jr. could break open this game with one swing of the bat. Here's the pitch. And it is a called strike, counted 0-1 to Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr., one of the 12 returners. Been here for a few years, but a veteran, great presence in the locker room. Here's the pitch, and it gets away from the catcher, and here comes the sixth run as Wimmer scores on the wild pitch. And the Grizzlies have now surpassed that five-run threshold as Perez scampers to third, Snyder waltzes to second. Runners now at second and third with one out. The count at 1-1 to Andrews Jr. Second run in the inning as well. The Grizzlies, they have eight hits and six runs. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off by Andrews Jr., and I don't think he wanted to swing initially on that pitch. It's a count now at one ball and two strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to win their fifth straight opening night. Here comes the 1-2. And it is low. Count now at two balls and two strikes. As I said, the Grizzlies, though, back home on Tuesday, take on Inland Empire, the Los Angeles Angels affiliate. The 66ers played a lot of tough games against Fresno last year, both in Fresno and in San Manuel Stadium. in San Bernardino as that pitch is low. The count now full 3-2. A magnet schedule giveaway for the first 2,500 fans. And then, of course, stay for the Grizzlies game and then stay for postgame fireworks. Sounds like a great night. Visit Fresno County, a proud sponsor, as that's a line drive into right field, a base hit. Andrews Jr. will pick up one RBI. Here comes a second runner. Both runners will score. And Andrews Jr. breaks open the game. It's 8-3 Fresno here in the seventh. Andrews Jr. has reached base 3 times. He has 2 RBIs thanks to that single. And the Grizzlies have now scored 4 runs in the frame. So that's the third hit of the inning. 2 more runs will score. 5 runs now allowed by Carmouche. And now they have Andrews Jr. picked off. And he is going to get into a pickle. And we're going to have to figure out exactly how many it went. I believe it went 1-3, 3-6, and then 6-1, I believe. I hope someone got that. I didn't get that right there. Pickles are never fun, and now I'm in a pickle on that final rundown right there. So Andrews Jr. becomes the second out. They got him leaning just a little bit. Felix Tenya at the plate, as that's a called strike. It is pickoff, caught stealing, 1-3, 4-3. 1-3, 4-3 if you're keeping score at home. Pickoff, caught stealing for Andrews Jr. for the second out. So now 2 outs here in the top of the seventh, 8-3. Tenna now looks like his hand is hurting on that foul ball. The count at 0-2 to him. Here comes the pitch from Carmouche, and it is in the dirt. And Tenna is slowly going to first. Didn't hustle his way over there. But the Grizzlies score 4 runs. A big RBI double from Andy Perez. And Andrews Jr., a 2-RBI single, part of that big inning. We'll be back. It's stretch time here in San Jose. It's the Grizzlies baseball. We'll be right back.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Stretch time here in San Jose. Bottom of the seventh inning. 8-3, the Grizzlies lead the Giants as the first pitch is outside by Bryson Hammer, back for his second inning of work. Count of 1-0 to Cesar Quintas, who's 0-2. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a called strike. A count of 1-1. Bryson Hammer back out for another inning of work. Hammer relieving Jack Mahoney, who was fantastic tonight. 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 8 Ks. Now Hammer, despite allowing the home run in his first inning of work and getting the game close, the Grizzlies offense putting together 4 runs in that top of the seventh. That's a called strike from Hammer. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the Grizzlies' offense putting together a nice little effort against the left-hander in Dylan Carmouche. As here's a fly ball out to right center field. A long run for both Grizzlies outfielders. And it will get down all the way to the wall as Andrews Jr. throws the ball in. And it will be relayed all the way into and a leadoff double for Quintas. And he also was tonight's double-double batter for San Jose. Another double for the Giants. That's their third of the night. They have 7 hits overall, so half their hits have been extra bases. As here comes Drew Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh 1-for-2 with an RBI single. As Bryson Hammer trying to limit the damage here and get the Grizzlies back to the dugout to score some more runs. Fans getting excited for that double-double, as you can hear on the broadcast. As that's a called strike. The count of no balls in 1 strike. As here comes the 0-1 from Hammer. And it is line foul. The count now at no balls in 2 strikes. From Bryson Hammer. As you said, his brother played in the Rockies system, so very good family in terms of the baseball genetics. Bryson Hammer, 1 of 9 lefties on this Grizzlies staff. 6'1", 186-pound left-hander. Ball in the dirt. Good stop there from Perry. The count at 1-2. Was a 3-year Letterman winner at Alexander Central High School in Taylorsville, North Carolina. He also played basketball. Was a 2-time first-team All-State selection during his prep career. Was rated the number 72 left-handed pitcher in the nation by Perfect Game. Here comes the 1-2 from Hammer. And a high chopper foul. He went to Clemson where he redshirted his freshman season, was ranked as the number 96 freshman in the ACC preseason by Perfect Game, and then went the junior college route for 1 season, and then to Dallas Baptist. And when you join the Patriots, you know you're in for a good season. Dallas Baptist, one of the best mid-majors in baseball. As the 1-2 is a little blooper back to Hammer. Hammer looks back the runner. Did they get him at second? Yes, they did. What a play from Hammer. A chopper. Sounded like a broken bat back to Hammer. Hammer looking back the runner who took a big lead off of second and Quintas. He was just off the bag enough for Hammer to spin, throw the ball, and the tag applied by Andy Perez makes the play. What a great job by Perez applying the tag for the out. As here's a high chopper, it will go foul. The count at 0-1. So Kavanaugh, actually, he said that the ball was caught in midair, so actually it was a line out, technically, is what they said. Didn't bounce in general, so actually it was just a line out. So 2 outs actually here in the 7th. As that ball gets away from Perry, count at 1-1. So it goes L1 on the line out, and then Hammer 1-6 for technically what would be a double play. Another double play for Fresno's defense this evening. Here's the pitch, swung and fouled off of Perry, and the count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. So 2 outs as Giancarlo Cio is the batter at the plate. He's 0-for-2 tonight. Bryson Hammer trying to have a clean inning. Leadoff double is deleted by that play right there by Hammer, helping himself out. As here comes the 1-2 and a little slow chopper. Wimmer on a couple bounces over to first in time, and that will end the inning. We head to the 8th, the Grizzlies, an 8-3 lead. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
To a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the eighth inning, 8-3, Fresno leads San Jose. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Luis Mendez to the plate. The first pitch is swung on and missed from the right-hander in Cody Tucker. As the next pitch is in there for a strike, the count now at no balls and two strikes. A little bit of some inconsistency tonight by the home plate umpire. As here comes the 0-2, and that one out to left field. Sprayed just a little bit, but caught by the left fielder in Davidson. And Mendez is retired. It goes F7 for the first out. As here comes Darius Perry. 0-for-3 of the pair of strikeouts for the Grizzlies catcher. As Perry trying to get on base for the first time in a Grizzlies uniform. And it's been a nice night here at Excite Ballpark. Here in the top of the eighth as that pitch is in the dirt and outside and it goes to the backstop. The count at one ball and no strikes. Couple shout-outs to some people listening tonight. First shout-out to the world's best girlfriend, Molly, listening in Fresno, California. As the 1-0 is low, count at two balls and no strike. A shout-out to my family listening back in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hello, Mom, Dad, Tony, Danny, Allie, and Coda. As here comes the 2-0 from Tucker. Fouled off. Count now at two balls and a strike. Shout-out to the Grizzlies front office tuning in tonight. From Jonathan Bravo to Norma Mata. And also a shout-out to Dominic listening as well with his dad. Now they're driving back from their win earlier. This afternoon, a third place for their high school, Huntington Beach. Dominic may be on the broadcast later this season, so stay tuned for that. As here comes the pitch, swung on and missed. And the count now at two balls and two strikes to Darius Perry. But again, thank you to everyone who's tuned in tonight. We'll have a lot of fun this season, try to get through it and bring a Grizzlies championship home. As here comes the 2-2. And it's outside. Nice take there from Perry. You saw Perry's hands wanting to go after that breaking ball outside, and Perry using his strength to not go after that pitch. Great eye from Perry there. It's the count now at three balls and two strikes. Here's the payoff pitch, and it is just outside, ball four. Good eye again from Perry, who reaches base for the first time tonight via the walk. Fifth walk issued tonight by the Giants pitching staff. As here comes Caleb Hobson, who's 1-for-3, reached on a bunt single, Got to second on a wild pitch and ended up scoring back in that seventh inning. Really started that nice rally for the Grizzlies to extend their lead to 8-3 with that four-run seventh. As here comes the pitch. And a line drive just foul down the third baseline. Oh, Galvez was ready to wave Perry to third on that one. And Hobson, with his speed, easily could have made a triple out of that. Down to no balls in one strike. It's right-hander in Cody Tucker. Tucker, 6'5", 210 pounds. I think Dan Runsler, the Giants pitching coach, went with the tallest players on his roster. As here comes the 0-1 to Hobson from Tucker. Long wait for Tucker. And now a check back on Perry. Tonight's game was started by right-hander Josh Bostic, who's listed at 6'4". And then Sean Jelly at 6'11". And then with Dylan Carmouche, who's at 6'6". And Michael, or Cody Tucker's at 6'5". So maybe Michael Rodriguez will pitch the next inning. He's 6'5 as well, as swing and a miss there from Hobson. The count now at no balls and two strikes. Caleb Hobson, good speed. 13th round draft pick in 2023. Here comes the 0-2, and it is fouled off the catcher's mask of Schlager. That never feels good. One out, runner at first here in the top of the eighth. 8-3, Fresno leads San Jose here at opening night in San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Something that's also exciting. So the Grizzlies and the Giants are now both part of Diamond Baseball Holdings, our new ownership group. Bought us out this offseason. Really happy to be a part of this new ownership group. And it's really cool as well because the Giants and the next opponent, Inland Empire 66ers, are all a part of DBH. And so we get to help one another out. And so big family with everyone, a part of the California League. As here comes the 0-2 to Hobson. And he swings and misses. And he's down on strikes. Good pitch there from Tucker. Finally willing Hobson with that pitch. First strikeout for Tucker, fifth overall for San Jose pitching. Two outs now, as here comes Aiden Longwell. Longwell's reached base three times, two via single. So two for three with a walk. Longwell trying to get on base once again. Here comes the pitch, and it is low. The count of one ball and no strikes. If you want to know more about Diamond Baseball Holdings, by the way, DBH, please feel free to go to our website to read all about it. They are a part of a lot of minor league teams and continue to grow an amazing group of teams and people as well. So we're very happy that DBH is part of the family now. As here comes the pitch to Longwell. And it's a ground ball. This could be two. Actually, just need to go the short way for one, and the ball gets away from the second baseman in Tucker. And up to third goes Perry. Just needed one out, actually, not two. Just needed one right there. The third baseman in Seal threw the ball to the second baseman, Foster, who could not make the catch. A slow ground ball, and looking at the throw, it looked like it was a little bit away from Foster initially on the replay. So it might be because of the throw. So E5 is going to be the ruling. So E5 up to third, Perry, because of that error. Longwell's now reached for the fourth time tonight. Runners at the corners here with two outs. And Braylon Wimmer, that home run back in the first, still big as he swings and misses. And the count now at no balls and one strike. It is fielder's choice E5 on that official ruling. Grizzlies six outs away from their fifth straight opening day win. Trying to go 1-0 in the gray uniforms as well. Here's the pitch, fouled off. The count now at 0-2 to Wimmer. Grizzlies 47-40 all-time in the regular season against San Jose. 2-3 in the postseason. So looking for their 50th win in postseason and regular season against these Giants. As Wimmer fouls it off, the count remains at 0-2. The Grizzlies won 14 of the 27 meetings last year in the first of six series between the clubs this year. So we're in for a wild ride between these two teams. Three series here in San Jose, three in Fresno. The Grizzlies will see San Jose at the end of April, but they'll be back home on April 9th, this Tuesday, upcoming Tuesday. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. The home opener and postgame fireworks presented by Visit Fresno County. Is that pitch in the dirt, and now up to second goes Longwell. Seeing at third is Perry. It is a wild pitch, as Longwell will get to second. So second and third with two outs. We also have a magnet schedule giveaway for the first 2,500 fans, and I hope you can join us for that. On April 12th, It's My Job Depends on Ag Night, 1 week from today at Chancy Park, presented by Stamulos Produce. We have a replica jersey giveaway for the first 1,500 fans, presented by Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. And we have Friday Night Fireworks, presented by Oxbow as well. That will be a lot of fun. Down at two balls, two strikes here to Braylon Wimmer, here in the top of the eighth inning. 8-3 Fresno. Here's the pitch to Wimmer. And he swings and misses, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies still have a five-run lead as we head to the bottom of the eighth. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the eighth inning, 8-3, Fresno leads San Jose. New pitcher for the Grizzlies is left-hander number 18, Stu Flesland III, takes over for Bryson Hammer. Another lefty out of the Fresno bullpen. As here comes the pitch from the left-hander, and the sidearm sort of action there from Flesland. Counted 0-1 here to Maui Ahuna, who has not batted since the fifth inning. Very efficient. Here comes the 0-1 from Flesland. And the breaking ball just low. The count at one ball and one strike. 8-3 our score here in the bottom of the eighth. Final line for Bryson Hammer. Two innings, three hits, two runs, both earned. No walks, 1K. He allowed the two-run homer to Bryce Eldridge. As here comes the 1-1, fouled off. The count now at 1-2, and Flesland, funky delivery for the lefty, 6'5", 207 pounds. The left-hander is all the way, from my point of view, the right side, which would be the left side of the rubber for him. His leg at a weird angle, and then comes all the way across a slinging action. So a lot of movement on the ball, and with that big body of his, the ball kind of comes at you in a weird, awkward angle, especially against lefties. As here comes the pitch. The ground ball foul there, and the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Flesland III from Spokane, Washington, right near Avista Stadium, where our High A team, the Spokane Indians, playing tonight. An 11th round draft pick out of Washington in 2023 for Flesland III, as that is foul tipped into the glove of Perry. And that is an out right there for Ahuna. So Flesland, first batter he faces, strikes him out. 10 strikeouts for Grizzlies pitching tonight. One out now for Jonah Cox, who's 1-for-3. A single, stolen base, and a run scored back in the sixth inning. As here comes the pitch from Flesland III. Here it is. And it swung on a miss. Good breaking ball there from Flesland. Tons of movement. Flesland, long, flowy blonde hair from the back of his black cap. Three-quarter sleeves as well. No socks showing for Flesland. As here's the 0-1, and that is swung on and missed. And that was absolutely disgusting. Looked like a big slurve action right there from Flesland. And like you, first time we're really getting to watch these guys, and we have a lot of their back-end system pitches, but you don't see them until now. As again, went right back to it, and it looks like it did hit Jonah Cox, who will reach base safely. So hit by pitch there for Flesland III. So now runner at first with one out, and here's Bryce Eldridge. 2-for-3, a two-run homer, a double, and a run scored. Eldridge, number 4 prospect in the Giants system, a former two-way player that has shown more capability at the plate. Big guy, as we already talked about. As the first pitch is outside, the count at 1-0, and Flesland just junk right now from the lefty. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch from Flesland. And here's a fly ball out to center field. This is playable, though, for Hobson. He will catch that ball for the second out. Now throws the ball all the way to first and tries to double off Jonah Cox. It was actually a lot closer than it should have been right there. Two outs. Now, great arm right there from Hobson. As here comes the catcher in Luke Schlieger. He is 0-for-2 with a walk, reached on an error back in the fourth inning. But Flesland III, very unique stretch and delivery for the lefty. Pitched at Boise State prior to going to Washington. Here's a fly ball out to left field, and Flesland already starting to walk off as the left fielder Tenna makes the play to end the inning. We head to the ninth, the Grizzlies, 3 outs away from a opening day win. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the ninth, 8-3 Fresno leads San Jose. As Andy Perez will lead things off against the right-hander in Cody Tucker. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming award-winning dining and rejuvenation. There's a pop-up out to left field. The left fielder in Davidson going towards the line. He will reach up and make the play. And initially had some trouble locating the ball in the lights. But Perez is retired. One pitch, one out. It goes F7. But again, thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChansey Gold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, ChuckChansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon, and we thank ChuckChansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. Here's the 1-0, and it's a called strike to Snyder. Count now at 1-1. Snyder has scored 3 times tonight, an RBI double back in the 4th inning to give the Grizzlies an initial lead. And the Grizzlies extending their lead in the 7th inning, and Snyder, a big part of it as well, is that pitch inside. Count now 2-0 here in the top of the ninth. Glad you could join us today for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game here at Excite Ballpark. As Snyder takes a pitch outside, the count now at 3-0. Give a shout-out to all of our partners this evening as well. Very excited for this year with all of our partners. As that pitch outside as well, and Snyder has reached base now for the 4th time. Second walk as well. He's reached base 4 straight times, dating back to that 4th inning. And that's now 6 walks by Giants pitching. Runner at first with 1 out as E.J. Andrews Jr. will stride to the plate. Andrews Jr. has reached base 3 times. A pair of walks and a 2 RBI single back in the 7th. Here's the pitch. And that is in there for a strike as the catcher and Schlieger losing it initially. The count at 0-1. Here at Excite Ballpark, a beautiful night. A little chilly, but really couldn't have asked for a better opening night here in the South Bay. As Andrews Jr. flies one out to center field. Cox moving over just a little bit towards the right fielder in Quintas, and he will reach up and make the catch for the second out. 2 outs now as here comes the left fielder in Felix Tena. An RBI single back in the 4th inning for Tena. He's struck out his last 2 times, though, at the dish. And Tena trying to get something going. Snyder leads from first. Here in San Jose. Here comes the pitch, and Tena waves at it, misses it, the ball in the dirt, and then Snyder goes to second, and the ball in his center field, and Snyder looked initially to go to third and realized that that was not a good decision. He will hustle back to second base and get in there safely. So it is a strike to Tena. The ball did get away. Snyder got to second base, and now runner at second here with 2 outs on the wild pitch here at Excite Ballpark. As Snyder looking to score once again. He has already scored 3 times tonight. As that pitch is in the dirt, the count now 1-1. The Grizzlies' record for most runs scored in a game was Jack Mayfield in 2017, scored 5 times. And Jake Snyder as well, his 3 runs for him right up there with his career highs. He scored 3 runs on August 11th at San Jose. So tying his career high in runs. That's a count at 1-2 to Tena. Snyder leads from second. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it's swung on and missed. It gets away. And Tena throws his bat down in disgust as he is out at first. And that will end the inning. The Grizzlies head to the ninth. 3 outs away from a big win to open up their 2024 campaign. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration
as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next
Welcome back to San Jose, California. Bottom of the ninth, the Grizzlies three outs away from a big win as Stu Flesland III back on the bump. And the first pitch is a called strike to Bo Davidson. Davidson, tough night. 0-for-3, a double play and two strikeouts for the left fielder. It's counted 0-1 from Flesland III. Here comes the pitch, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-2, and in between innings, I wanted to remember the name of the player that Flesland reminded me of. And I'm going to throw a name out here. This guy played with Giants pitching coach Dan Runsler back in the day, and it's left-hander Gino Espinelli. Now, Espinelli never reached the big leagues, spent the majority of his time in Fresno, but Espinelli was a funky lefty that started so far to the side that it looked like he was going to fall off going towards first base and actually going towards the plate. And that's what Flesland reminds me of. As that pitch is foul, the count at 1-2. And Gino Espinelli, one of my favorite guys to watch, and when you have a guy like Flesland III that reminds me of someone like this, you know it's going to be successful. That angle is very tough to pick up. Here comes the 1-2 and a breaking ball and a fly ball to right field. I might have given the broadcaster jinx as Andrews Jr. just gets to the warning track to make the play. I thought I jinxed it initially saying that he had a rough night. Instead, Davidson now 0-for-4, one out. And here comes Cole Foster. Foster's had a good game defensively, 1-for-3 at the plate though. A double and a run scored back in the second inning. Foster was part of last year's squad, joining San Jose in the back half of the season, the Auburn product. And in one of his first games, faced a former teammate in Carson Skipper. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Cole Foster, a switch hitter. So we see him from the right side. Third round draft pick in 2023. Plano, Texas is his birthplace. Played for the Auburn Tigers. Auburn, very tough March Madness for them, losing in the first round to the Yale Bulldogs. Alma mater like Charles Barkley, as here comes the 1-0, and that is just a little bit low. And the count now at 2-0. The Grizzlies just using two arms out of the bullpen tonight, both lefties. As here comes the 2-0. And a ground ball back to Flesland, and he will do it himself. Stride over, underhand toss. Two outs here in the ninth inning. It goes 1-3 as here comes Cesar Quintas. And the Grizzlies now one out away from their fifth straight opening night win. And going to 500 all-time in opening nights. They're 12-13, and to win five in a row to get them back to 500. They were 8-13 at one point before this streak started. As here's a called strike, the count at 0-1, and they would have won now three in a row here in San Jose as well for opening night wins. But But this is a Giants team that can win a lot of games this year. No doubt about it. Is that pitch in the dirt and to the backstop? The count at 1-1. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. A 5 p.m. first pitch. So 2 hours earlier, pregame show at 4:45 p.m. As here's a swing and a miss, and the count now at 1-2. Pitching coach Rolando Garza, the newcomer to the Grizzlies coaching staff, will join us on the pregame show. And even though we just talked for a little bit, Rolando Garza and I feel like we could talk for hours. Lots of knowledge. So very excited for that one. Here's a line drive caught by Mendez at second, and your Fresno Grizzlies are 1-0 to start the 2024 campaign. Flesland, two clean innings, and the Grizzlies on the backs of a home run from Wimmer early, a four-run seventh inning, and the Grizzlies are 1-0 here in 2024. We'll be back right after this for the post-game show. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's contest. The Grizzlies 1-0 to start the 2024 campaign. A big 8-3 win tonight here against the San Jose Giants, their big rival. Fresno 1-0, San Jose 0-1 to start the season. Final lines, Fresno 8 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 7 on base. For San Jose, 3 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 4 on base. The winning pitcher is Jack Mahoney. He is now 1-0. The losing pitcher is Josh Bostic. He is 0-1. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 24 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,007 for tonight's crowd. Let's go through tonight's game. The Grizzlies starting off with a 1-0 lead. Braylon Wimmer on the second pitch he saw hammered one out to left center field right near that Adobe Acrobat sign. He crushed that ball for his first homer of the season. Gave the Grizzlies an early 1-0 lead. San Jose, though, tying the game up at one. Cole Foster, a leadoff double. He scored an RBI single from Drew Kavanaugh. The only run allowed by Jack Mahoney. The Grizzlies, though, scoring two runs in the fourth inning. A triple by Perez to lead off the frame. An RBI double from Jake Snyder. And then Felix Tenya, an RBI single, scoring Snyder as well. The Grizzlies, though, trying to keep that lead, scored another run in the sixth inning, making it 4-1 at that point. After an error allowed Snyder to reach, he scored on a sacrifice fly from Luis Mendez, making it 4-1. But the Giants trying to cut into the lead. A two-run homer from Bryce Eldridge off reliever Bryson Hammer made it 4-3. The two-run homer was Eldridge's first of the season. But the Grizzlies, four runs in the seventh inning, and they never looked back. It started with a single from Hobson on the bunt single, and then the RBI double from Andy Perez later. He, Braylon Wimmer, and Jake Snyder all would score. E.J. Andrews Jr., a two RBI single, a wild pitch, the other run as well in the frame. So Grizzlies, 8-3 on that regard. Let's go to the pitchers now. And Jack Mahoney was outstanding. The Grizzlies' opening day starter, 5 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 1 walk, 8 Ks. Mahoney struck out 7 of his final 8 batters that he retired. He struck out, actually 7 of his last 9, and he struck out at 1.5 in a row. Mahoney's breaking ball tonight, the slider specifically, and the mix of the curveball and changeup was fantastic. Of those 8 strikeouts, 2 of them were looking, and 5 of his 8 strikeouts also were below the knees as well. So Mahoney using his breaking ball, and then they went to the bullpen. Bryson Hammer, 2 innings of work. He did allow the 2-run homer to Eldridge, but Hammer, very efficient. He looked good also playing defense as well. And then Stu Flesland III, 2 clean innings of work. He did hit a batter, did strike out 1 as well. On the other side for San Jose, Josh Bostic, 4 innings of work, 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, 1 walk, and 2 Ks for Bostic. Sean Jelly in an MLB rehab had a clean inning of work. Dylan Carmouche allowed 5 runs, 4 earned, and 2 innings of work. And finally, 2 innings of work for Cody Tucker. He struck out a trio of Grizzlies batters. Back to the offense as well. We talked about the scoring plays for Fresno. 2 hit affairs for Andy Perez and Aiden Longwell. 2 runs scored by Wimmer and Perez. Jake Snyder, 3 runs in the middle of the lineup. RBIs for Wimmer, Perez, Snyder, 2 from E.J. Andrews Jr. Felix Tenya had 1. Luis Mendez 1 as well. Everyone got involved on that. The Grizzlies also 6 walks. Snyder and Andrews Jr., a pair apiece in the middle of that lineup. Wimmer a home run, Perez a triple, Snyder a double, Andy Perez a double as well. On the other side for San Jose, Bryce Eldridge was the big man at the plate. He had 2 hits and 2 RBIs, which included the home run and the double. Cole Foster, though, defensively had a good game. He had a double and a run to his line as well. Jonah Cox had a single and hit by pitch despite striking out his first 2 times at the dish, but the Grizzlies winning 8-3 in their first game of the 2024 season. A very promising start for the Grizzlies. They used their starting pitching very well. Their bullpen, good work out of the pen. And the offense found some late runs, which was definitely needed. Again, the Grizzlies, this is a tough place to play at. 2 more games left in this series, which brings us to tomorrow night. A 5 p.m. first pitch, 4:45 p.m. Pacific Time pregame show. It'll be Saturday night action. Fresno gives the ball to left-hander Isaiah Coupe. The Ohio State product makes his first start in a Grizzlies uniform, and he'll be countered by San Jose right-hander Cale Lansville. Lansville, 6'1", 205-pound right-hander from Englewood, Colorado. That's right, the Colorado man will get the start against the Colorado Rockies affiliate in your Fresno Grizzlies. Again, first pitch at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Pregame show around 4:45 p.m., and we hope you can join us for that game as well. We'll finish out the series at 1 p.m. on Sunday. We'll give you more about that tomorrow evening. Once again, the Grizzlies, the final score 8-3. The winner, Mahoney, the loss to Bostic, no save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 24 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,007. The Grizzlies 1-0 to start your 2024 campaign. and a great night indeed. A big thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight, whether you're listening on Stream Guys, FraserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, or MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.